It's just politics.
Just politics. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
And it is our post-Independence Day edition of It's Just Politics.
And we're talking independence.
That's the word that ends T-S.
This week, Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle let it be known he wants the D for Democrat stripped from the column alongside his name in the county's directory.
Hackle told the Macomb Daily that he doesn't think being a Democrat, or a Republican for that matter, really makes a difference in his job, and that he doesn't really consider himself a party person.
Mark Hackle and George Washington.
Indeed, our first president really opposed the idea that the country would divide itself into political parties, but they formed right under his nose in his cabinet.
But back to Mark Hackle. This is not the only incarnation of his independent streak. He's refused to endorse the Democrats' presumptive candidate for governor, Mark Schauer, nor will he utter an unkind word about Governor Rick Snyder.
He's also been quiet about right to work.
But this latest episode did prompt Michigan Democratic Party Chair Lon Johnson to issue a statement embracing Hackle and praising his service to the Democratic Party.
Now, baby, please don't go. Now, baby, please don't go.
Now, Hackle is not making noises about leaving the Democratic Party, but there is a history in fickle Macomb, Michigan's hotbed of political disharmony, of Democrats bailing.
State Representative Sal Rocca served for decades as a Democrat before he bolted to the Republicans. His son, Tory, is currently a Republican state senator from Macomb.
Then there's Gil Dinello in the 1990s. The Democratic state senator from Macomb wasn't just independent. He was openly hostile to his party. In fact, so much that then Senate Majority Leader, Republican John Engler, made Dinello a committee chair.
Gil Dinello eventually did switch to the Republican Party. And back to present day, we do have an independent serving right now in the state legislature.
State Representative John Alumba was a Democrat from Detroit until February, when he formed the one-person Independent Urban Democracy Caucus.
It's high time for us to start thinking independently and acting independently. And the people know where I'm at.
John Alumba was looking for a seat on the House Appropriations Committee, which he got.
And then an interesting thing happened. In the last session of the legislature, the Inside Michigan Politics newsletter ranked Alumba the most liberal member of the state House.
But now Alumba is voting a lot more with Republicans. He even voted with Republicans and against Democrats for a budget that cut money for services to people in Detroit.
But while Alumba is making an alliance with the Republican majority, he's still a caucus of one. He's lost a lot of institutional support.
Right. Republicans and Democrats have help with policy research, campaign support, fundraising. John Alumba has always had an attendance problem. Now he has no one to formally excuse his absences and late arrivals. That's something party caucuses in the legislature do for their own.
And now Alumba is one of many running for mayor of Detroit.
Hey, Detroit's run by an emergency manager. Maybe a no-show mayor is just the ticket.
Burn. But going independent typically is not the path to power.
Just ask Presidents John Anderson and Ross Perot.
But we can't forget U.S. Senator Jim Jeffords of Vermont. His switch in 2001 from the GOP to an independent put the Senate under Democratic control.
Joe Lieberman lost his Joe-mentum in the Connecticut Democratic primary for his U.S. Senate seat.
How crazy is that? The former Democratic vice presidential nominee running for re-election as an independent. And he won.
And then there's Florida Governor Charlie Crist. When it looked like he wasn't going to win the Republican Senate primary in 2010 against Marco Rubio,
after Crist's infamous hug with President Obama,
Crist became an independent. Lost to Rubio anyway.
So say goodbye. It's Independence Day. It's Independence Day all down the...
Rick Pluta is the independent-minded Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio, and she doesn't need you.
Now, I don't know what it always was with us. We chose the words, and yeah, we drew the lines. There was just no way at this house could hold the two of us. I guess that we were just too much of us. And